Fellow from the summit of Mount Washington. At 4 p.m. on Thursday, June 8th, the summit was experiencing light snow and fog, giving us a visibility of 1/8 of a mile. The temperature was 35 degrees, with winds out of the northeast at 19 miles per hour. Ground conditions consisted of 3 inches of snow, ice, and rime with deeper patches. The barometer is reading a pressure of 23.52 inches of mercury and rising, and the relative humidity was 100%. For our forecast discussion for the higher summits, a stubborn upper-level low will be slow to move away from the region and will continue the theme of colder and unsettled weather for the area over the next 48 hours. The low will lose some influence on the weather by Saturday, but lingering low-level moisture will maintain a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. In the short term, diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms will gradually wane in coverage Thursday night. Lingering moisture may help showers persist overnight on the summits. These showers will change to a wintry mix as temperatures fall below freezing. Below freezing temperatures above 5,000 feet will refreeze any standing water on trails, leading to icy conditions. Diurnally driven showers and thunderstorms will return Friday as instability will be a bit higher. Thunderstorms that do develop will have the potential to bring small hail, frequent lightning, and sudden wind gusts. The timing of storm activity will coincide with the most significant heating. Upper-level winds will remain low, so any storms will move very slowly. Slow storm movement will increase flash flood risks for neighboring ravines and valleys. Showers and storms will wind down with the loss of daytime heating Friday night, except for the higher summits. Low temperatures will fall below freezing, and a wintry mix will again result in icy trail conditions overnight and into the first half of Saturday. There will be another chance for showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. However, the coverage will not be as widespread as Friday, as the upper level low that has plagued the area for nearly a week will finally break down by Saturday afternoon. While temperatures will slowly improve over the forecast,